You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. A network of safe places has been set up across North Yorkshire where people can go for help if they're feeling anxious or at risk. The County Council has established the scheme along with districts councils, North Yorkshire Police, the voluntary sector, travel organisations and pharmacies. Sue Lear, Abigail Burns and Katie Flint have been telling us more about the projects.
Well, the Safe Place scheme is for people that are out about in the community and might need a little bit more help and support to get about. So the Safe Places scheme is based in various buildings around in towns and villages in North Yorkshire. So that if people want to get out and they might have, you know, confidence issues maybe, or they might have an issue that means that they might forget where they're going, or they've forgot about the bus stops, or they might have lost their money, that they can go into somewhere where they feel safe and a person can help them to either get somebody that knows them the best to come and help them as soon as possible, or help them themselves maybe with directions to where they need to go to get the bus or something like that.
And a key part of it is to help promote independence, so it's so people can carry on with their routine, do something new, carry on with whatever it is, and they've got those points of contact along the way.
That's right, so they can feel confident there's somewhere on their journey that they can call into if they need it.
And it's done in partnership with a few different organisations.
That's right. To sign up to Safe Places and use the nationally recognised symbol, which is a widget symbol, the County Council and the police need to be joint partners in the scheme. So that's where we started off setting up Safe Places.
Just describe to us what that symbol looks like so we can...
It's a round symbol and it's orange and yellow, and it has like a sort of a house shape with two people in the middle with their arm around each other, and it says around the edge, North Yorkshire Safe Places.
Okay, I can see it, but now people can picture it in their mind, so thank you. So who is it exactly that it's aimed at? Who are the people that are going to be making the most of this scheme?
Well, if you term people all together, you would say people who might be a bit more vulnerable that are out and about, but we've got people that are interested and have signed up at the moment to people who have a learning disability, some people who have dementia, some older people, some young people that are in the transitions group doing travel training. They are the main groups at the moment that have signed up to use Safe Places, all people who might need a little bit more help.
Okay, and so the places that are going to sign up as a Safe Place, what needed to happen in order for them to become one of those?
Well, the places that have signed up at the moment, we've gone for the voluntary sector places and community bases in phase one. So we have some pharmacies, we have Citizens Advice Bureau across the county, volunteer centres, main county council buildings, some district council buildings and leisure centres, some children's centres, Northern Rail and Transpennine have signed up for their man stations across North Yorkshire, and organisations like that have signed up at the moment.
So it's quite a long list of different venues that have registered.
We currently have 120 different venues that are registered in our first phase.
Wow.
We've done some hard work. We've been out there and we've promoted the scheme to different people. We've put presentation evenings for people. We're more than happy to continue to do that.
That's
so that people can feel confident that when they sign up, they know what they're signing up to be. And everybody has received the message really positively so far. Really, really positive.
We haven't had one negative response from anybody that we've asked.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. It's about the Safe Place being recognised for the work that they already do. If I went into a library today that didn't have a Safe Place sticker and I said that was feeling unwell, I am positive that the response I would get would be, sit down, let me get you a glass of water, is there anybody I could ring? This widget symbol just formalises what they're already doing, and it provides people who need greater support getting about on their own, within their own community, with the knowledge that actually there is definitely somewhere that I can go to get the support that I require.
Is that what the support is? Is it somebody who can just sit you down, check you safe, and get in touch with somebody that you know?
Yes, it's very informal in that respect. Like I've just said, if I feel unwell, I can go in, I can sit down, I can say I don't feel well, and the person can offer me that support. You stay there. Do you have a card on you? Would you like me to just ring Safe Places and make sure that either your close friend, your parent, or whomever it is that you've chosen to be what we're calling a responder is able to then either phone you or come down and support you?
Okay.
It's about being a good citizen, basically.
Yeah. So what would naturally come to a person to how what to do? That's what these Safe Places
Absolutely.
Are doing.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
It's formalising it, basically, so that people know that they can look at a town's map. It's on the North Yorkshire County Council website, North Yorkshire Safe Places. They can look on there. They can see that there are two or three safe places within Northallerton, within Scarborough, within Harrogate, and we're slowly building them up as well. And they can think, actually, I'm in that area. I know that if I start to feel unwell, get nervous, or something has happened to me, I can go there and get the support that I need.
Are you still looking for more places?
Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
And what do the places have to have? What are the requirements for them to become a safe place?
One of the main requirements that we have, and they're not exclusive, is that there should be approximately two people within any building, just so that there is an individual who can support the person in need and also somebody else who can continue the day-to-day role of running either the business, the library, the commercial enterprise or whatever type of establishment it is. They have to be able to access a chair, a phone and a glass of water.
Okay.
And that is basically all we're asking for, just to give somebody an area that's fairly quiet. It doesn't have to be a separate room. It just needs to be somebody offering some support and being kind, being a civic duty.
Yeah.
And with regards to getting further places in the future, you've actually got a phase two that is beginning imminently?
Yes.
Absolutely imminently.
Yes. The letter is written, ready to go out, and that'll be the commercial phase. We already have interest from Marks and Spencers.
Okay.
And we have recent interest from also GP surgeries. So that's what the route we'll be pursuing next, as well as building on the existing safe places.
Okay. I think it's important to recognise as well, sort of in North Yorkshire, the geography of it. And we want people to be confident when they go out and about in the local towns, but we also want them to be confident when they go out in the countryside to be able to enjoy it. So I think it's important that we get safe places signed up that aren't necessarily based in towns as well.
Yeah.
So that if people, you know, because we don't all live in a town, we don't all live in walking distance to council buildings or GP surgeries. So
I think probably I'm certainly one of those. I live in the Craven end of the county, so you know, small village, the train stops maybe twice a week, you know, it's that kind of thing. So it is important, and there are small cafes everywhere, because there's obviously a lot of walking. We are hoping to gather support from places like national parks. And I think it would just be nice to say thank you to Allerton Court Hotel in North Allerton, who've become our first commercial business to sign up. We had our launch there. They were extremely positive about how they felt it should be received. You know, life doesn't stop at 5 o'clock when business is shut. People, it's beautiful evenings hopefully coming. You go out for a walk. Something happens, you have dementia or mental health problems, or you get a little bit lost, or you take a wrong turning. It would be really nice to think that people continue their lives past 5 o'clock on weekends and evenings, and that's really important for people to be part of their community.